So we're here on a country lane somewhere between Chilham and Wye in the glorious Kent countryside, and I'm joined by Matt Mallander, who's from Cycling UK, and we're out here today to celebrate the launch of the new Cantee Way cycle route, a 145-mile circular trail around some of the very best countryside and coast of Kent. Now, hi Matt, how are you?
Not bad. It's quite warm though, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's lovely.
I'm feeling it a bit today on the bike, but it's lovely to get out in the, say, Kent day and enjoy the countryside.
Yeah, the weather's been pretty favourable, which is great. And could you just tell us a little bit about this new cycle route that we're here to celebrate the launch of today?
Yes, Cycling UK is part of a European-funded project, Experience. That's the project's title. I've been working with Kent and also in Norfolk and Cornwall to create a series of routes across those counties to promote tourism. So this 145 mile route, starting in Wye, going up then through Canterbury, out to Dover, then along the coast, Thanet, and then back down through Romney Marsh.
We have a, oh. I'll interrupt you slightly there, we have a, what might be a camper van coming behind us. We'll let them make their way past, and that just proves that we are absolutely 100% live. But yeah, so these routes are about encouraging people to get out there on their two wheels, but also as part of a real sort of tourism angle as well for these places.
Yeah, basically we know that people like the experience of a supported route, somewhere they know they can go and it's trusted. So an organisation like Cycling UK, 140-year-old cycling organisation, has scoped the route, come up with pretty much traffic-free and traffic-light routes, as you've experienced today. A lot of it's been off-road. Half of the camper van. This is a traffic light route. It's a 146 mile route, but that can easily be broken down into manageable chunks. There's stations all the way along the route, so it really is suitable for any age or ability.
Yeah, so
chop it up into a couple of days, or do it as a full on challenge.
Yeah, so for, I guess then, you know, it sort of works in two ways. For people locally, they can get out and even just do a few miles exploring where they live. Hopefully also for the tourism industry and businesses locally, will bring maybe people in from further afield to make a holiday of it.
That's it, and I think, you know, I think what we've seen over the last couple of years is people really kind of fall in love with England again, really. Obviously we've been with COVID lockdown, the ability to travel abroad hadn't had the same opportunity. So, you know, finding new opportunities on your doorstep, and I'm from Surrey, so just a couple of counties over.
Yeah.
But I'm finding out new places to cycle, and you know, quite jealous of Kent. They've got some wonderful beers, which is
absolutely
music to my ears. But also, you know, if your readers will know, and listeners will know, you know, great produce. You know, some real great hospitality down here.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will just move over slightly, being conscientious road users, to allow a car past. But you know, so what's the, if we look at the bigger picture of what your organisation is set out to achieve, then this is obviously, these kind of projects feed into your overall aims, and that's really encouraging lots more people to get out cycling.
Yeah, I mean, we know that our mission is to get a million more people cycling, and we know there's real benefit for people cycling, both personally, their own well-being, fitness, camaraderie, and social leisure. But also the benefit of more people cycling is there's less vehicles on the ground, less pollution. It's a win-win, really. So yeah, we know that we do two things, really. One is convincing local authorities and government to spend money on cycling to make the environment more welcoming for cyclists or would-be cyclists. But also, by putting on roofs like this, you literally have signposts where people can go cycling.
Yeah, absolutely. Brilliant. Well, listen, Matt, thank you so much. We're going to put our feet down into the pedals and make it up the crest of this hill. And yeah, it would be great for as many people as possible this summer, particularly in this lovely weather, to get their bikes out and come and enjoy this new route.